Fine, examiner. I believe that's our ring.
I know, Islam. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Abner is still serving as Lum's personal advisor in his courtship of Miss Emmeline Platt, the local schoolteacher. And so far, old Doc Peabody's counsel has not produced great results, and Lum is a little discouraged. As we look in on the little community today, we find Abner in the Jot'em Down store and library. Lum is just entering. Listen.
Come in. Oh, well, morning, Lum.
Yeah, morning, Abner.
All right, Doggies, I've been waiting for you, Lum.
Waiting for me?
Yeah, I believe I got some new advice to give you. This is going to work good, too.
Well, Abner, I don't know. Maybe I don't want no more advice from you.
You don't?
No, I appreciate all you've tried to do for me and all that, but I'm just feared it ain't doing me much good.
Huh?
I don't think it's the right kind of advice for me.
Well, now, Lum, there ain't nothing wrong with my advice. It's just that you don't actually follow it. That's the trouble.
Oh, yes, I do. I followed it.
No, not like you ought to, no. See, my advice has helped others, Lum, and it can help you, too, if you'll just give it a good chance.
Well, I have given it a chance, though, but it ain't working out no good at all.
Well, that ain't what my other customers say.
You ain't holding out your best advice on me, are you? Just giving me your second-rate stuff.
No. I'm giving you the best advice I've got. My grade-A stuff. Honest, I am.
Well, it ain't good enough, looks like. I've done a lot of things you've told me to do. Send her a box of peanut brittle and try to talk soft and romantics when I go over to the schoolhouse to discuss school business. Always wore a necktie whenever I went over there, but it never done no good.
Well, did you tie your tie sort of crooked so that she could straighten it out for you?
Yeah. I had the knot halfway around to the back of my neck. I don't believe she even noticed it.
Doggy, that's peculiar. Hey, did you pull one of your coat buttons half off so she'd say, oh, you poor boy, you need somebody to look after you and start sewing it back on?
Yeah, I pulled all my coat buttons clean off, but it never done no good. Now I just have to sew them back on again. Or to make you do it's what I ought to do.
Well, sir, I just can't understand it. Ain't you noticed no change at all in Miss Emmeline's altitude towards you?
Not the slightest. Just like it always was.
Well, leastways, she ain't losing ground anyway.
Yeah, but I want to do better than that.
Well, Lum, exactly how does she act towards you? Just tell me everything now so I'll know the whole thing.
Well, you know, she acts nice enough towards me when I go over there. Friendly and all that.
Uh-huh.
Fact is, she's awful nice to me. But she's nice to everybody. She just happens to be a nice person, that's all.
Uh-huh.
But I can tell awful easy there ain't no love light flickering in her pale blue eyes. I looked in them. It ain't there.
Ain't, huh?
No.
Well, I'll tell you, Lum, I still believe this new suggest I got for you will change everything up, though.
Well, I don't think I want to bother to listen to it, even, Abner. Your suggest just don't seem to work.
Well, now, Lum, they work for others.
I mean, they don't seem to work good on Miss Emmeline.
Well, I don't know. They're working all right for that other fella that's sort of sparking at Miss Emmeline.
Well, I don't care who they're... Huh? That other fella? You mean the one you was telling me about the other day?
Yeah. I'll give him some of the same Zach advice I'll give you, and he claims that it's doing a pretty good job for him.
Hey, Grannies, wait a minute. You mean you've been telling me and my rival the same stuff?
Yes, sir. So that proves it's good.
Why,
right there.
Why, you double-crossing little varmint. You can't do that. That ain't fair.
Well,
I come to you first.
Now, Lum, now, don't forget what I told you. This is just business with me. You fellas are all just case numbers to me. You're case number 176J12, and he's number 149L7.
I don't care what his number is. What's his name? That's what I want to know.
Lum, now, how many times do I have to tell you that I don't allow myself to give out that information?
Oh, prattle. You can tell me who it is. Ain't going to hurt nothing.
It's again the rules of my company.
Your company?
Yes, sir. The old Doc Peabody Advice Bureau and company.
Well, now, that's plumb silly, Abner. Long as me and you been friends and partners here in the store business, I'll set up with you when you're sick.
Now, don't start
that long. Get your money
when
you're needing.
I ain't gonna weaken.
Help Elizabeth make the crops 1 year while you're down with the fever.
I ain't gonna weaken.
Now, come on and tell me.
No.
As friend or friend, who is it?
I can't tell you.
Are you sure it ain't Frank Foster?
I know it ain't him. He's going with Lucy Saxon.
Is it Esri Seastrunk?
Esri? He's married.
Yeah, he's got a roving eye, though. I've always known that.
A roving eye?
Yes, sir.
Which one, the left or the right? I never had noticed it at all.
Is it Blair Ridgway?
Lom, there ain't no use in guessing, because I ain't going to tell you who it is, even if you do guess his name.
A fine friend you've turned out to be.
Well, Lom, I'm sorrowful that I can't tell you, but see, when a feller takes up the advice business, that's just how he has to run things.
Sassy phrase.
Well, it is. Honest, it is.
Well, leastways, tell me this, old Doc Peabody. What was the last advice you give this other feller?
Yeah, let's see now. I don't believe I recollect exactly. He was supposed to come in for some new advice this noon, but he couldn't make it because he's going to eat lunch with Miss Emmeline, he said.
He is?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Hi, Granny's Abner, you got to help me beat his time somehow.
Well, that's what I've been trying to do all morning here, studying up ideas, but you won't even listen
well,
to me.
Well, I'll listen to you now. I'm willing to try anything and everything.
Well, that's better. That's better. That's the way I like to hear my customers talk.
Go on, tell me what this new subject is.
Well, sir, case number 176J12, starting right now, you're going to be a baritone.
A baritone?
Yes, sir. That's a feller that sings lower than Al Torrey.
I know what a baritone is. You have to tell me that. But I don't see how that's going to help me win Miss Emily.
Well, I'll tell you how it's going to help you. I know for a fact that there ain't no one thing Miss Emily admires more than a baritone with a deep and mellow voice.
She does, huh?
Yes, sir. She claims she could sit for hours and listen to such a feller sing songs. Oh, she just loves it.
Hmm. How'd you find this out?
Oh, I got away. My grapes and vines and stuff. It's all part of my business.
Well, how did you find out, though?
Well...
Did she tell you that herself?
Well, no, not exactly, but almost, though. She told it to Elizabeth, and then Elizabeth told me. See, her and Elizabeth was at choir practice the other night. You know Miss Emmeline singing in the choir church now.
Yeah, I know that. Yeah, I've sat there and watched her sing. She got the prettiest voice in the whole choir, too.
Yeah, well... Anyway, her and Elizabeth got to talking about singing. And Miss Emmeline told her that. There ain't nothing that she loves better than a baritone voice.
Hmm.
And her favorite song is On the Road to Mandolin.
It ain't mandolin, it's mandolay.
Huh?
Mandolay, On the Road to Mandolay, that's the name of the song.
Oh, well, whatever it is, that's her favorite song. She could just sit and listen to somebody sing that song for hours.
Hmm.
Yes, sir. So, my advice to you, case number 176J12, is this.
Grannies, I can't do that, though. You know, I ain't much of a singer, Abner.
Well, I don't know. You do pretty good, Lom. I sit next to you in church there, and you get some good loud notes out of there once in a while. You got strength in your voice.
Yeah, I know I do, but I don't believe nobody would like to sit and listen to me sing for hours. I couldn't stand that myself.
Well, of course, you don't need to sing that long. All you want to do is to just make her think that you're a wonderful baritone singer, and that'll get her interested in you. And once you get her interested, why, then you can change the subject over to something that you actually know about. Then she's bound to fall in love with you.
Yeah, but I still don't think my singing's good enough to even get her interested.
Well, that's my advice to you. Take it or leave it. Appears to me like you could leastways give it a try. You said you was willing to try anything.
Yeah, I know.
So, here's your big opportunities.
You say Road to Mandalay is her favorite song, huh?
Yes, sir. That's it. Where the flying fishes play.
Which her favorite song was They Cut Down the Old Pine Tree. I could get through that pretty good. I can really cut that thing down.
I don't believe she mentioned that particular song. It's got to be Road to Mandalay's. Go ahead, let's hear you try it through one time.
I can't do it, Abner.
Go on, try it.
Well, I ain't gonna do it right here in the store. Somebody might come in.
Oh, they won't hear you. You could stop if you see some customer coming. Go ahead, try it once.
Well, feel silly singing.
Deep and mellow baritone's voice now.
On the road to Mandalay, where the flying fishes play. See there, Abner, it just don't sound good at all. I got tired of that, just that much of it.
It don't sound so bad.
Oh, yes, it does.
No, fact is, I sort of like it. In a way, Keep it up. This is one way to win Miss Emily. And
well, Abner, tell me, is this other feller, this rival of mine, is he a good singer?
I ain't supposed to give out no information, Lum.
But did you give him this same advice that you're giving me?
Lum, if you want to be one of my customers, you got to just take my advice and not ask no questions. Now, go on, practice up on your singing.
Well, all right. Oh, wait a minute, though. Here comes Cedric up out there. I don't want him to hear me singing. Now, don't you go telling him, neither.
I won't.
You blab it all over town, make me laugh and stuff.
You know me, I don't tell nothing to nobody. Okay, look at old Cedric out there waving his arms around, talking to himself.
Well, howdy, Cedric.
Howdy, Cedric. Come in.
Here the flying fishes play. Hello, Mr. Abner. And the dawn comes up like thunder on the road to